ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Kevin Winter. Breaking news into the Sports Center newsroom. We have not one, but two unanimous rookies of the year. Cody Bellinger for the Los Angeles Dodgers. All 30 first-place votes by the Baseball Writers Association of America. He beats out Paul DeJong of the St. Louis Cardinals. Cody Bellinger is a rookie of the year. That announcement came about a half hour after Aaron Judge was named the American League Rookie of the Year in unanimous fashion. Bellinger, Judge, pretty much what we saw. No surprises coming for today's votes for the rookies of the year. Managers of the year come down your way tomorrow. NFL tonight, it's Monday Night Football. We wrap up week number 10 with the 6-3 Carolina Panthers playing host to the 4-4 Miami Dolphins. Carolina, Monday Night Football, usually works out well for Cam Newton. He is 4-1 all time on Monday Night Football, and in those games, he has thrown at least two touchdown passes in all five. But Miami enters tonight as an 8.5-point favorite. Jay Cutler, believe it or not, has thrived this season and in his career when he's been close to a double-digit dog. Remember, he already knocked off Atlanta this year as a 9-point underdog. Giants owners Sean Mara, Steve Tisch give the dreaded vote of confidence to Ben McAdoo as their head coach. They said they'll evaluate the situation at the end of the year. Italy doesn't qualify for the World Cup.
The Champions Classic. Number 1 Duke faces 2nd-ranked Michigan State, followed by number 4 Kansas and 5th-ranked Kentucky. Coverage begins tomorrow at 6:30 Eastern on ESPN and on ESPN Radio.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-222-9133. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-222-9133. That's 800-222-9133. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-222-9133. 800-222-9133.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or High Mileage and an STP Extended Life Filter for $26.99 or upgrade to a Mobil 1 filter for $3 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great. And we want to help get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Every journey starts with a single step. On your retirement journey, make sure your first step is finding Medicare Supplement Insurance with Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We want you to find answers to all your questions about Medicare. Go to wellmark.com/Medicare today and get your free Medicare Matters guide or find a local expert to talk to. Then, let the journey begin. Wellmark. Must reside in the service area of the plan. Wellmark Medicare Supplement Insurance plans are not connected with or endorsed by any government agency.
Kenseth closes with a flourish.
It couldn't be any sweeter. I just don't know how else to explain it.
And one championship contender will be without his crew chief in Miami. I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Ooh-wee! Nice biscuits.
Thanks. They're buttermilk biscuits from Burger King.
Nice biscuits is right. Try the new freshly baked biscuit breakfast sandwiches at Burger King. Just two for $4. Or mix and match with a croissant sandwich made with 100% butter for a soft and flaky croissant. Part of the two for $4 deal only at Burger King restaurants. Offer includes two sausage, egg and cheese, ham, egg and cheese, or bacon, egg and cheese, biscuit, or croissant sandwiches. No substitutions at participating restaurants. Single sandwich at regular price on menu. Restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Rob Tanner, and NASCAR USA is giving one lucky listener a trip to the 2018 Daytona 500. We'll tell you the country music artist who performed and the driver who won the Daytona 500. You tell us what year it happened. It's the Daytona 500 Rewind. Log on to MRN.com/NASCAR USA with your answer. See entry site for details and for tickets to the Daytona 500. Call 1-800-PIT-SHOP or visit Daytona500.com.
After Matt Kenseth decided to step away from his full-time Cup career at the end of the season when he couldn't find a ride with a top team for 2018, he seemed at peace with the decision. But rather than fade into the sunset, he went out and won the next-to-last race of the year Sunday at Phoenix.
You know, you always feel like you can get the job done, but, you know, if you got a big enough sample size of numbers, numbers don't really lie. So we needed to go out and get the job done and get us a win. And we're able to do that today, so we got one more race left. Like I said, great way to go out.
Elsewhere, Xfinity Series championship contender Justin Allgaier will be without crew chief Jason Burdett this weekend. NASCAR suspended Burdett today for an improper rear brake cooling system at Phoenix. There's more at MRN.com. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Could have sworn, what was that, a rear brake cooling system? I hate it when that happens. Hour number three of the Todd Rommelkamp Show kicking off 6:07. Welcome back. Welcome in. And if you're listening to us on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym, listen closely because you're only going to be with us for about 23 more minutes. Coming up, bottom of the hour, Cyclone Radio Network will bring you Iowa State taking on the University of Milwaukee tonight, formerly Wisconsin-Milwaukee, the Panthers in Ames at Hilton Coliseum. It's the first regular season home game for Steve Prome and the Cyclones. We'll join up with John Walters for the pregame at 6:30 tonight. So we'll finish up on the FMs only, 106.3 in Iowa City, 107.5 here in Cedar Rapids. That is after 6:30. Speaking of Iowa City, going to be back in Iowa City and Johnson County coming up on Friday. It'll be another KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Check them out now online for some great coupons and specials, lindertire.com, or you can visit them in person in Grinnell, North Liberty, and Iowa City. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com will be along with me on Friday as we return to the Coach's Corner Sports Pub. 6:08, as we mentioned, American League National League Rookie of the Year voting announced today, unanimous in on both fronts. Aaron Judge of the Yankees, the AL Rookie of the Year, Cody Bellinger with the Dodgers. And coming up bottom of the hour, we're going to take a look at an article that Pete Thamel, now with Yahoo, wrote earlier today online with regard to the firing of Butch Jones at Tennessee and how that may not necessarily affect the coaching carousel, but there's some interesting names attached to some jobs that are open right now. And one school and one former coach seem to hold all the cards right now. And if that school were to act and make a hire, then everything else could possibly be affected. And that includes what's going to take place at Nebraska, seemingly at the end of the season. After, as Alex said in the first hour of the program today, Bill Moose, the new athletic director in Lincoln, saying that he feels Mike Riley deserves to finish the season as the Huskers coach, Nebraska suffering a debilitating loss to Minnesota over the weekend. And that leads us to what I want to talk about next, because even though I wasn't here on Friday and we weren't on the air, there was no Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Alex was at the Unidome calling some high school football. The boys on the gym class, Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, they took care of some business for us. We do this little thing every week called the Carl Hernandez pick six. Oh, no. Where we select six games against the spread. And we've got a little bit of a problem now. And as commissioner, I need to make an executive decree here because I almost said decreech. I was thinking of Ed Creech of MLBTradeRumors.com. We got free lunches stacking up on one another. And as commissioner, I'm going to have to step in and issue a proclamation.
Are you going to make an executive decision right
now? I am
now?
Going to make an executive decision that we cannot go more than 2 weeks with multiple lunches on the table. So Kyle, who earlier this season went 0-6, has 2 weeks to pay off his lunch debt, and that is because he's not the only person who's gone 0-6 this year. Do we have a drum roll? Do we have anything?
Do we really
hit
need
a random
to do
button?
This?
Hit a
oh
random
my
button.
Goodness.
Hit a random button. Ugh.
Okay.
There we go. That's very appropriate because Alex, you went 0-6. You dragged the entire team down with you last week, although we all stunk. Every last one. I believe one person was over 500.
Usually, when I am asked to give the picks and when I don't think about them all that long,
I'm hearing
I do
excuses.
Pretty well. No, I usually do pretty well. This time, not so much. 0-6. I knew once I was going to be relying on TCU on the road and then Purdue against Northwestern, it was over. I was going to have to buy lunch, and this is the third consecutive year where I went 0-6. The first year I actually won the whole thing, I went 0-6 twice.
That is true.
It's hurting the checkbook a little bit, but it is what it is. A bet's a bet, a deal's a deal, and it's written in the rules specifically for the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6.
And I want to be very clear about this. You two do not wash out. So it's not like, oh, I owe lunch, so Kyle doesn't have to buy me. No. That's not how it works. He's going to pay for your lunch sometime in the first in the next 2 weeks, and then sometime in the near future, once that debt is paid off, then you will buy the other five panelists their lunch as well. I was driving in the car with my family on a Friday. We were heading back to Eastern Iowa for my grandmother's funeral, and I forgot at about 2 o'clock I had to call Scott and make my picks. So I had him on speakerphone, and I was making him. And you know the one that my wife absolutely thought was the worst pick, and it was actually the game that I had the strongest feeling about last week, was Ohio State as a, what were they, 18-point favorite or
yes.
something like
so
that
you,
against
she
Michigan
likes
State.
Sparty.
That's terrible. And I go, look, they got embarrassed by Iowa. They're going to bounce back. And it's unfortunate for whatever team was next on the schedule. And it happened to be Michigan State. And look, there's a reason why I don't do that anymore. Because for every game that I sniff out, like that one, I'm standing on a Saturday morning in front of the church, Grace Lutheran, a church that I grew up going to, and waiting for her hearse to arrive so that I can help carry the casket in for the services later on in the day. And a couple of my distant cousins were also there to help out. And, of course, talk turns to Iowa and Wisconsin. And they said, how do you think the Hawks are going to do today? And I go, I picked him to win. I picked him to win.
Oh, no.
I think, two programs playing pretty similar styles of football. Wisconsin hasn't played anybody. Iowa just came off of beating Ohio State, unless they let that go to their head. I mean, look, their losses are all to teams in the top 25 of the college football playoff. Now, I like Iowa's chances this week. So now, I guess the entirety of my family, at least on my mother's side, thinks, how does this guy even have a job? How does he know what he's talking about? By the way, if you read the Cedar Rapids Gazette on Saturday morning, you know I wore the ofer. We only picked three games in the Gazette, and I had Iowa beating Wisconsin, and of course I did. What did I say last week? I said I was just going to pick Iowa and Iowa State to win the remaining games the rest of the year so that I didn't upset the fans, because everybody always wants you to be a homer. And so I'm selling out. I am officially a sellout. And I picked Iowa State. I legitimately thought they were going to win that game, and I think it was like 31-30 was my prediction. And I thought if it got much higher than that, if it turned into a shootout, they were probably going to have some trouble. And unfortunately, the game got into the 40s. And look, I still don't know how you describe that last play of the game, but you and I looked at it together earlier in the office. It was the first time that I had seen it, having only listened to the call on John Walters and Eric Heft on the Cyclone Radio Network on Saturday afternoon. It's so tough to tell. And John, to his credit, who joined us earlier today at 4:30, said, look, if I would have been on the other side, I probably would have said I had a different opinion about it. And that just tells you everything you need to know. The third game in the Gazette on Saturday morning was Miami and Notre Dame. And I had...
Yeah, the Irish.
I had Miami winning that game, and before I hit the send button, I said, No. I'm going to go with the Irish here.
So do you have to buy lunch for the Gazette guys when you go Ofer?
No.
What kind of pick system is this?
Well, it's very arbitrary. It's and I don't want to ruin things this week, but it's the Iowa and Iowa State games, and trying to come up with something funny to say about Alabama and Mercer, which, as I know from working with my former co-host, that must mean it's homecoming weekend in Tuscaloosa. Mercer is on
the
schedule.
Was that an Eli Gold impersonation?
No, it was not. It was just me reacting to the fact that Alabama has to get up to play Mercer this weekend.
You guys are picking that game?
Yes.
And you're not going against the spread or anything?
No, you just got to pick the winner. So that's like shooting fish in a barrel.
That just seems like if somebody goes 0-for, you should have to buy two lunches.
Well, now don't
give them any ideas.
Bring our system into their system and cross pollinate and all of that stuff. The bottom line is, speaking of the SEC, Georgia plummets in the AP poll this week, 5 spots to number 7 after suffering its first loss. We're going to get the college football playoff top 25 tomorrow, right around this time, and I have a feeling, look, they had Georgia ahead of Alabama in the first two football playoff polls, and it just seemed, and we talked about this, it was only a matter of time. It was as if they were waiting for or knew that Georgia was eventually going to lose. How far do you think Georgia falls in the college football playoff poll tomorrow? Because if they suffer a similar drop as they did in the AP poll, where they were number 2, they're going to be outside of the top 6.
Well, they're going to fall behind Alabama and Clemson and Oklahoma. That's 3. TCU lost. They probably won't fall behind them because they'll only have 1 loss. They'll fall behind Miami and Wisconsin and Auburn. Other than that, I think they probably go to number 7 because Washington lost. The teams in the top 10. Washington lost. TCU lost. And Notre Dame lost. So I think there was just enough happening around college football to keep them in the top 10 and within striking distance, to the point where if they were to win out and win the SEC championship, they would still have a realistic chance at the college football playoff. But that's obviously a very tall order.
Michigan State dropped 9 spots in this week's AP poll down to 22 after the stomping by Ohio State that we referenced starting off with this segment. The Buckeyes are up from 11 to 8, just 3 spots behind the Badgers, who moved up 1 to number 5 this week. Now, that's in the AP poll. What do you think things look like tomorrow for the Big Ten? Because as we've talked about here, it's Wisconsin or bust right now for the Big Ten. I don't see how a 2-loss Ohio State team shoehorns itself back into the conversation at this point, unless we're looking at an Ohio State-Wisconsin Big Ten title game in Indianapolis and the Buckeyes were to completely humiliate Wisconsin and force themselves back into the picture. But at that point, I would almost think both teams would be on the outside. It just seems like the writing is on the wall for the Big Ten this year. It's one and done.
It is, and I think that Miami is going to move up into the top four, and Wisconsin will just be on the outside looking in at five. Oklahoma will probably move. It'll be Oklahoma and Wisconsin, I think, is the first couple teams. It's difficult because you're going to look at Georgia and you're going to look at Notre Dame moving out of the top four. So that means that Oklahoma and Miami will probably move in. Clemson will stay right where they're at. And Wisconsin, yes, will be that fifth team left out. It'll be interesting to see who is still within striking distance, because now we're going to start talking about two lost teams. And will USC be a team that's mentioned? Will Ohio State find a way to get their name back into contention? But other than that, I think that the back half, 15 through 25, will look very similar. It's just a matter of where Oklahoma sits and what do they do with Alabama. Do they put them at number one despite the fact that their schedule still hasn't been great despite a very good road win against a good Mississippi State team?
Now, Ohio State and Oklahoma State are both top 10 AP teams this week. Iowa and Iowa State appeared in the college football playoff rankings for the first time ever at the same time last week. Iowa was 20th. Iowa State was right behind them. Chances that at least one of those teams is still in the top 25 tomorrow?
Iowa and Iowa State.
Does Iowa get the benefit of the doubt? The Hawkeyes jumped from being unranked to number 20 last week, and they're going to lose to a Wisconsin team that is somewhere in the top six, most likely. Do the Hawkeyes hang on? Not that it matters a whole lot, but do they hang on to the 24th or 25th spot in the college football playoff poll tomorrow?
I don't think so, and I think the committee is going to reward Wisconsin and move them up for their victory. But if they were watching that game, it matters how you win and it matters how you lose. It matters how you look to the committee. And if they watch that game, then I think they'll probably fall out of the top 25 come the college football playoff rankings tomorrow. Iowa State, once again, there are plenty of two lost teams. Michigan wasn't even in the top 25 last week of the college football playoff. They're going to be in at 8-2. A couple of 6-4 teams, they'll probably both drop out if I had to wager on it.
You can weigh in on the Hurtine and Stocker text line, 319-366-1600. Hurtine and Stocker, located in the heart of downtown Iowa City at 101 South Dubuque Street. You can stop on by the Ped Mall and take a peek inside those famous windows, maybe do a little bit of holiday shopping while you're out and about, or open the door and stop in. Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate, one of the Dickens family members, is always there on the premises to answer any questions that you may have about their wonderful products. We appreciate their sponsorship of the text line. Again, that number, 366-1600. Coming up in just a few minutes, we are going to part ways at the bottom of the hour, close to the bottom of the hour, with 1600 AM. You're going to go over to the Cyclone Radio Network. The Cyclones hosting the University of Milwaukee tonight at Hilton Coliseum. We'll have that game for you beginning with the pregame at 6:30. And again, shortly before 6:30, we'll be joining up with them. And 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. That's where you're going to be able to find the final 30 minutes of this show. You can also listen online at kgymradio.com. Or if you've got a smartphone, either an iPhone or an Android, go to your Google Play or iTunes store and search for KGYM. You can download the KGYM Radio app. It is absolutely free. And then you can listen to us anywhere, anytime. Poll question for you today at kgymradio.com. Who suffered the ugliest loss over the weekend? Was it Iowa State's men's basketball team to Missouri, UNI's men's basketball team at the hands of North Carolina, or Iowa with its lack of offense getting drubbed by the Wisconsin Badgers at Camp Randall Stadium? Iowa and Purdue back at it this week. It'll be a 2:30 kickoff inside Kinnick Stadium. We'll have it broken down for you before and after, before the boom and after the final gun, coming up on your FMs Saturday afternoon. Step aside, take a quick break. We got another big board update on the way when we return after this.
Back in 1947, when young Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, he could pick up a pound of coffee for just 33 cents. Prices have changed a bit since then, so now, 7 decades later, $70 would be a very nice windfall, and $700 would be absolutely spectacular. So in honor of Hertine and Stocker's 70th anniversary, you can register right now to win one of 70 $70 gift certificates Hertine and Stocker is giving away. Drawings begin on Black Friday and continue through December 18th. And on that final day, one person's name will be drawn to win the grand prize of a $700 gift certificate for their store. Stop and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then, step inside and register for your chance to win. And be sure to wish a happy 70th anniversary to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or High Mileage and an STP Extended Life Filter for $26.99 or upgrade to a Mobil 1 filter for $3 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome back in. Here's Kyle Mann. He's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa had a pretty rough day in Madison on Saturday, but with that said, Josh Jackson is as hot as a defensive back can be, and today was named a co-Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week after housing 2 pick-sixes to give the Hawkeyes their only points of the day. He's the first Hawkeye to win the award in back-to-back weeks, and he leads the country with 23 passes defended and 7 interceptions. Luka Garza's off to a fast start for Fran McCaffrey and the Iowa basketball team. He was named the Big Ten Freshman of the Week for his play in his first 2 games, averaging team best with 13.5 points per game, 9 rebounds, and 2.5 blocks. He also became just the 5th Hawkeye in the last 20 years to record a double-double in his first or second game, recording 11 points and 13 boards in just 19 minutes on Sunday. It wasn't just the guys who looked good this weekend. Junior Megan Gustafson was named the Big Ten Women's Basketball Player of the Week after putting up some incredible numbers of her own over the weekend. She had 16 and 15 in a win over Quinnipiac on Friday and followed with a career-high 35 points and 17 rebounds against Western Kentucky on Saturday. A quick shout-out to former Hawkeye Adrian Claiborne, who had a Falcons franchise record 6 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, and a recovery against the Cowboys yesterday. He's going to be your NFC Defensive Player of the Week. Tonight at 6:35, we're about to hop off the air on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, and pass things off to Iowa State basketball taking on Milwaukee. After we finish up the regular show on the FMs, we're going to carry Monday Night Football between the Dolphins and Panthers on the North and South Gym FM frequencies.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
You've got your rake, your gloves, and plenty of leaves in the yard. Now you just need to know what to do with them. Well, it's pretty easy. The City of Cedar Rapids divides the city into quadrants and picks up every other week. The schedule's at cityofcr.com/leaf. But you can make it even easier when you sign up at crnewsnow.com. Sign up with your street address and the city will send you a text or email reminder when it's your pickup week. Never miss the leaf vacuum again. Sign up today at crnewsnow.com.
Because we have so many clients referring us to their friends, I think that's our biggest, best story. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. I really think it's about us building that relationship and being an extension of their business. And even if I am just talking on the phone to them, you can see that smile on their face. and know that another problem is solved.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight.
We now leave regular ESPN programming to bring you this live sports presentation on 60.
Hi, it's me, that little voice inside your head. You spent all year taking care of business. Let Office Depot Office Max take care of you. There's this new HP Pavilion laptop with 8th generation Intel Core i5 processor. Save $200, now just $449. Look at it. It's only $449 at Office Depot Office Max. Go ahead. You deserve it.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 11/11. Limit 1.
Does your supply house give you the tools you need to run your business from the office or from the job site? Oh. Well, I guess it can't all be like Ferguson. Ferguson.com gives you access to real-time inventory, apps to quickly restock your trucks, account and billing information, and shipping and delivery status right from your desktop or mobile device. And with product photos and spec sheets and personalized My List that make reorders a snap, we've made it easier than ever to do business with us, whenever and wherever you want. Get started at Ferguson.com.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or High Mileage and an STP Extended Life Filter for $26.99 or upgrade to a Mobil 1 filter for $3 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Welcome back, 6:32, coming at you loud and strong on two of our three KGYM frequencies, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. You and I also in action tonight. They're going to be hosting Alcorn State at the McLeod Center. That's a 7 o'clock tip-off there for Ben Jacobson and his crew. Much like Steve Prohm and the Cyclones, they find themselves in an 0-1 hole looking for their first win of the season. I don't want to proclaim to have a crystal ball here in front of me in the KGYM studios, but I have a feeling tomorrow we'll be talking about Iowa State and you and I both picking up their first W's. Todd Brommelkamp along with Alex Kuhn with you until 7 o'clock tonight here on the FM frequencies where Monday Night Football looms on the horizon. It's the Dolphins and the Panthers. Carolina about an 8 to 8.5 point favorite in that one over Jay Cutler and the Finns, again, coming your way here on our FM frequencies. If you do want to catch Iowa State and Milwaukee, it's going to be coming your way right now, the pregame underway on 1600 AM. Plenty of news from college football over the weekend, including yesterday, a not-so-surprise announcement. We knew it was going to come at some point. Thought perhaps he would finish out the season, but there's been another high-profile vacancy. Not as high profile as that job would have been two decades ago, but don't tell them that. Butch Jones, out as the head coach at Tennessee. He had an absolute mess on his hands to clean up from the Derek Dooley reign. Dooley was hired pretty quickly to take over for Lane Kiffin. The volunteer program has been in shambles for quite a while. Butch Jones came in, cleaned some things up, and unfortunately for Tennessee, just couldn't put any wins on the board. That leaves now two, I would say, really decent SEC jobs, although Florida is hands down very far away from Tennessee, at least currently, from an attractiveness standpoint. But there were some reports earlier today that Nebraska has informed Central Florida that it's interested in talking to Scott Frost once the season is over. Frost and UCF still undefeated there. And this all ties in. Trust me, you got to follow me on this one. This all ties in somehow. Pete Thamel at Yahoo Sports, formerly of SI, now at Yahoo, had a really good article earlier today saying basically from the standpoint of the schools that are looking for new head coaches, Florida holds all of the cards right now because they can choose to act fast or they can choose to wait. And basically what his point was is Scott Frost, even though he's an alum at Nebraska, is doing very good things at Central Florida. He and his wife just had a baby. They've got a young family. He's reportedly made tremendous strides and has great relationships with the high school coaching staffs in the state of Florida. And that's where the talent is. So if Florida decides to pounce on Frost, and it very well could, Frost is maintaining radio silence at this point. He is focused on UCF and the current season. He thinks something special is going on here, similar to what PJ Fleck had at Western Michigan last year, where he didn't want to talk about anything until after the year was over. Frost is only worried about his team, which I think is admirable right now, but he also knows that the minute that the season is over, the regular season, going to be a lot of schools probably contacting his agent. That's the school. Florida is the school that can dictate how everything plays out here, because obviously if they were to hire Scott Frost and keep him in the Sunshine State, then Nebraska is screwed because Frost is their guy. And they're going to part ways with Mike Riley. We've talked nails in the coffin. Well, there's no nail to put in the coffin anymore, not after last weekend where they got embarrassed by Minnesota. Chip Kelly is mentioned as the coach that could throw things off or dictate the way that things work because he doesn't have a job right now. The only paycheck he's drawing is from ESPN. So he's essentially free to contact schools. Schools are free to contact him. And his name is coming up with a couple of the openings, including those in the SEC. However, Pete Thamel says, hold your horses on Chip Kelly going to either of the SEC schools, but especially Tennessee. Here's his list of five names for Tennessee. You tell me if any of these five guys would take that job, Alex Kuhn. The first one, I think, no. It's Gary Patterson at TCU. Patterson has stayed in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. He's had his opportunities to go elsewhere. He seems to be comfortable there. And the reasoning behind this, by the way, is that Curry, who is the athletic director in Knoxville, is known for hiring guys that are fairly experienced, that are not going to be intimidated. He hired Bruce Weber when he was at Kansas State to be the basketball coach. So Thamel is putting a list together here of veteran guys. Gary Patterson at TCU, Kyle Whittingham at Utah, or Ohio State defensive coordinator Greg Schiano, the former head coach at Rutgers. Those are the top three names that he had on his list.
Wow.
A, that's a wake-up call to Tennessee fans.
Yes, it is.
Greg Schiano?
He was a hell of a coach at Rutgers, but he ran into some issues in the NFL, and he's been a defensive coordinator for, the past 3 years in Columbus. If that is the number one name on the list, then, man. Because every year, or every time the Tennessee head football coaching job opens, John Gruden gets brought up, and then you hear Jimbo Fisher, and then you hear Justin Fuente, and then you kind of just keep going down the line, Bobby Petrino, and they say no, they say no, they say no, and then you get this list that we're going to see. Kyle Whittingham, who they've had some success. I would equate what Kyle Whittingham has kind of built at Utah in the Pac-12 is very similar to the type of year that you usually see from the Iowa Hawkeyes in the Big Ten. Anywhere from 7 to 9 wins. Occasionally, they jump up there in the top 25, the top 15. But yeah, that is not the type of list that I think a lot of fans on Rocky Top want to see.
I just took a peek at the Hurtin and Stocker text line. Do not worry, Cyclone Tim. We're not going to mention Matt Campbell. And the only thing that Pete Thamel says about Matt Campbell in this, and it is a very good story, a very good column, I should say, is that his buyout makes it almost impossible for a school like Tennessee, who's going to be paying. Butch Jones is going to get a paycheck from Tennessee for the next 40 months. That's how they're spreading out his buyout. And I'm not sure at this point whether that stops if he gets another. Most often, if you get another job, you're still getting paid because of the contract terms. Now, there were two more names that he threw out there. And I know you're going to find at least one of them interesting. I find the other one to be highly intriguing. Mike Norvell, who's the coach at Memphis, your brother's team, is getting his name mentioned with some openings. And hey, same state, Memphis to Knoxville wouldn't necessarily be terrible. He also plays a very intriguing style of football that I think would appeal to folks in Knoxville. And the sixth and final name is the guy that we're going to see in Iowa City on Saturday afternoon, Jeff Brohm, the head coach of the Purdue Boilermakers, who's been at West Lafayette for only one season. This absolutely blew me away. According to Brohm's contract, his buyout is just $4 million.
That's it?
His buyout is $4 million. If he wanted to cut bait after 1 year, and they started strong, they're sort of limping to the finish line, but, and he's a guy who has ties. He came from Western Kentucky. He's got ties to the South. If Tennessee wanted to go out and get a guy who is going to play a wide-open style, entertaining style of football, which the Volunteers have not employed their last couple coaches, $4 million would buy Jeff Brohm out of his contract, and he's not making a huge amount of money at Purdue. And you got to keep that in mind here, because I think Butch Jones started, what, $4 million at Tennessee when they first hired him before
yes.
he got his first raise? So Jeff Brohm is affordable in more ways than one. Tennessee could afford to pay that buyout and then give him a contract probably more than what he's making right now in West Lafayette. But that's a bad look for a coach to go from job to job. You don't want to be Todd Graham.
No. And Todd Graham, his number one disciple, Mike Norvell. And I'll just comment on that real quick. I got to be careful. But when you fire Butch Jones, you don't bring in Butch Jones 2.0. So that's probably not going to happen on that front. But Jeff Brohm would be, I think, a great hire for the University of Tennessee. If he is one of those guys that wants to leave Purdue after 1 year. And I don't know if I'd blame him if he did, because he has ties to the South. He coached at Louisville for as long as he did under Bobby Petrino. And you talk about coaching trees as somebody who jumps from job to job. He coached under Bobby Petrino for a long time. He was his assistant coach at Western Kentucky before Petrino jetted after 1 year. And Western Kentucky knew that he was going to take over as head coach. So I don't think he's that type of guy, but I think that Tennessee should definitely make a call to see if he's interested. I think a couple years back when he was at Western Kentucky, he told schools that he would not talk to them until after the conference championship game, and that turned a lot of schools away. So I think he's a little bit different from the guy that he coached under for quite some time. I don't know if that would be a realistic, if that's realistic for the University of Tennessee, but you just wonder why Purdue didn't make the buyout a lot higher than it was. Do they know that he was only going to be there for a couple of years?
His contract right now at Purdue calls for an annual compensation. His base salary is $300,000. Now, don't drive off the road when you hear that, because football coaches, basketball coaches, wrestling coaches like Tom Brands, they make a lot of their money off of the other things that they do as coaches. Shoe money, camps, radio shows. But the way that things are structured for Brohm are a base salary of $300,000 and $3,033,333 in supplemental stipend annually, which include goals for team academic performance and graduation rates, Big Ten conference finish, and college football playoff advancement, yada, yada, yada. See, I can use it too. Where he could reach, those incentives could reach another $1.5 million. So he's making about $3.5 million. Butch Jones was making, they bumped him up near $5 million right after that first raise.
Yes.
So $4 million buyout, and then the possibility that you're paying Brom at least, I'd say you got to be $5 million or so in order to, $1.5 million, enough incentive over what you're making right now in West Lafayette, Indiana, to move to Knoxville, Tennessee? I would say yes.
Absolutely.
But it's a bad look for, the only thing I'd be worried about here if I were him is it's a bad look for a coach to leave after 1 year. Now, that being said, if he plans on staying in Knoxville for quite a while, people are going to totally forget and Purdue will just be a blip on the radar and that program is going to go back to square one as far as having, it looked like they were on the right track, and we'll see. Iowa is a heavy, heavy, heavy favorite. I think, what did I see? 9 points this weekend over the Boilermakers at Kinnick Stadium. So it's interesting. It's all food for thought. Now, I want to go back to Nebraska here really quick. By the way, if you want to join the conversation, you can call us 319-366-1600. Mike Riley, famous over the weekend, saying things have gone really well for them with the exception of the games. You and I were talking earlier today. Bill Moose, who's the new athletic director in Lincoln, said on the record, out loud, for all of the world to hear, Mike Riley deserves to coach through the end of the season. And that is essentially,
you're saying
what you can't say. When you say somebody deserves to coach the rest, look, if somebody came to me tomorrow, management here in the building, and said, you deserve to do the show through the end of the week. Okay.
You getting that box ready from under your desk?
I'm getting the box
packing
ready.
Stuff up.
There's no other way to read into that. And what it tells me is the decision's already been made. We know that. We knew that when Moose was hired. The new AD usually wants to bring his own guy in. The question here becomes, as Pete Thamel has laid out as good of an argument as I've ever seen for Scott Frost, an alum of the University of Nebraska, to not leave the state of Florida. He's got a young family. He's got established ties with the high schools there and tons of talent. Now, you can go ahead and delusions of grandeur if you're a Nebraska fan and think that, well, he'll pull all that Florida talent to Lincoln, Nebraska. Good luck. Some of it may come, and you may get a player here or there, but think of how easy it would be in Gainesville to you just move your family, Central Florida up to the northern part of the state, set up residence. All of a sudden, you switch out that UCF gear to Florida Gator gear, and you don't even necessarily have to hit the ground running because you've already got ties in the state. You've already got connections.
He's going to be the. I'll say this right here. He's going to be the next coach at Florida. I have a very. From what I've heard, from what some of the national college football writers are saying, we had Adam Rittenberg on our show a couple weeks ago saying the same thing. Saying that the University of Florida is going to make a big time effort to go after him. And how can you say no to that at this point, especially based on where Nebraska is right now as opposed to the University of Florida and what he's built at UCF? I think he's going to be the next head coach at the University of Florida, and that's going to leave a lot of Nebraska fans panicking and a Bill Moose with a big time conundrum as to where they're going to go next.
I want to read the line from the Pete Thamel Yahoo Sports column today, because anytime the Tennessee job comes open, John Gruden's name is thrown around, and this is what Pete had to write about this. Anyone who mentions John Gruden in any capacity should be charged with journalistic negligence.
And you know what, Pete Thamel? You get a ding for that. This guy seems so happy where he is right now in the booth. And you're telling me that a job, not just a head coaching job, but a college head coaching job where he has to spend his entire life recruiting something that he really hasn't done in a long time is going to draw him away from the booth. No way in hell.
Those guys make a ton of money, and most college coaches, if you got them with some sodium pentothal and injected them with some truth serum, would tell you they're not huge fans of the lifestyle. Not only that, I mean, in 2017, recruiting has become a 24/7, 365-day thing, even though there are dark periods. Recruiting never sleeps. You've got, once the season is over, you're recruiting. You've got the rubber chicken circuit where you're going on iClub outings across the state, you know, and pressing the flesh with donors. You got to press the flesh with donors and try to suck up to a bunch of rich people to give them money, and those people then think they've got power and control over you because they write a check to the university, and then the next thing you know, you're butting heads with the athletic director because a donor doesn't like you. And on top of all of that, you're balancing 85 scholarship guys and a number of walk-ons, and they're 18 to 22-year-old kids or young men, and they do stupid things like get in trouble with the police or don't go to class, and you're in the SEC where you'd be starting at, and that program is at the bottom, rock bottom.
Yes.
Missouri embarrassed them over the weekend.
50 to 17.
So you're starting at the bottom. No way, no how you get anybody to leave a TV booth for that job. I like this right now. Jeff Brohm leaves Purdue after 1 year for Tennessee.
So we've got Frost to Florida, proclamation, and now Jeff Brohm to Tennessee.
And Nebraska. And Nebraska. I'll tell you who's not going to get it, because also at Yahoo.com today, a story about the four best coordinator hires and the five worst. Pat Forty writing this one. Jim Leonard of Wisconsin, by the way, got the nod, one of the four best coordinator hires this offseason. He was already on staff there in Madison, and everybody saw the job that the Badgers defense did this year. The worst hire, second worst coordinator hire, former Hawkeye Bob Diaco. Yes. At Nebraska.
I saw footballscoop.com. They did an article projecting the coaching carousel. And they actually had similar results as the ones that we just laid out. And they chose who they think is going to be the next coach at the University of Nebraska. And Nebraska fans, close your ears. Cover your ears right now.
Earmuffs.
He says that they predict that Paul Johnson of Georgia Tech will be the next head coach for the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
This guy who was at Georgia Tech when Norm Parker used Coca-Cola glasses to scheme how he was going to stop them, and then actually went out and did it. Here's what Pat Forty wrote. This is absolutely damning of Bob Diaco, and I think everybody knows that this hasn't worked out. Speaking of short-timers, Diaco and the rest of Mike Riley's staff are playing out the string in Lincoln. Replacing the fired Mark Banker, Diaco is being paid $825,000 to coach a unit that is on pace to be the worst at Nebraska since Bill Callahan's last season in 2008. Giving up 500 yards to Oregon and 600 to Ohio State is bad. But giving up 54 points to mediocre Minnesota on just 61 snaps is a sure sign of a team that is packing it in. At least Diaco's hair is perfect.
That was the same Minnesota team that could barely complete a forward pass against the Iowa Hawkeyes in Kinnick Stadium a couple of weeks ago.
54 points on 61 snaps for the Gophers last weekend in their rout of Nebraska at TCF Bank Stadium. Nebraska and Iowa on a collision course, not to borrow from Stugatz. Black Friday, Nebraska, Iowa, collision course. Mike Riley, final game. Hey, Bill Moose says he deserves it. 6:54, we've got one last big board update for you, and then we're going to get out of your hair for a Monday night. It's the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Back with more after this.
Hi, it's me, that little voice inside your head. You spent all year taking care of business. Let Office Depot Office Max take care of you. There's this new HP Pavilion laptop with 8th generation Intel Core i5 processor. Save $200. Now just $449. Look
at it. It's only $4.49 at Office Depot, Office Max. Go ahead. You deserve it.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 11/11. Limit one.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Welcome back in our final Big Board update of a Monday night. It's Kyle and Midwest One bringing you the update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa had a pretty tough go in Madison on Saturday, but with that said, Josh Jackson is as hot as a defensive back can be, and today was named a co-Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week after housing two pick sixes to give the Hawkeyes their only points of the day. He's the first Hawkeye to win the award in back-to-back weeks, and he leads the country with 23 passes defended and 7 interceptions. Luka Garza's off to a fast start for Fran McCaffrey and the Iowa basketball team. He was named the Big Ten Freshman of the Week for his play in his first two games, averaging team best with 13.5 points per game, 9 rebounds, and 2.5 blocks. He also became just the fifth Hawkeye in the last 20 years to report a double-double in his first or second game, recording 11 points and 13 boards in just 19 minutes on Sunday. It wasn't just the guys who looked good this weekend. Junior Megan Gustafson was named the Big Ten Women's Basketball Player of the Week after putting up some incredible numbers of her own over the weekend. She had 16 and 15 in a win over Quinnipiac on Friday and followed with a career-high 35 points and 17 rebounds against Western Kentucky on Saturday. A quick shout-out to former Hawkeye Adrian Claiborne, who had a Falcons franchise record 6 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, and a recovery against the Cowboys. He's going to be your NFC Defensive Player of the Week. And we have the Cyclone game over on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. As we're about to hop off the air here, we're also going to carry Monday Night Football between the Dolphins and Panthers on our North and South Gym FM frequencies.
Iowa State and Milwaukee tipping off in just a few minutes at Hilton Coliseum. You and I and Elkhorn State doing the same thing at the McLeod Center. We'll be talking about a couple wins tomorrow here on a Tuesday edition of the show. We'll also hear from Kirk Ferentz and the Hawkeyes in Iowa City as they gear up for the Purdue Boilermakers this weekend. The home finale, senior day, and more at Kinnick Stadium on Saturday afternoon. 2:30 kickoff for Iowa-Purdue. And a 1:30 kickoff for Iowa State and Baylor this weekend. The Cyclones, a 9.5-point favorite on the road. We'll talk a little baseball and more coming up on the program with you tomorrow. And don't forget another $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. You can check them out online, lacantina319.com. Panthers and Dolphins coming your way now on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. We'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Hi, it's me, that little voice inside your head. You spent all year taking care of business. Let Office Depot Office Max take care of you. There's this new HP Pavilion laptop with 8th generation Intel Core i5 processor. Save $200, now just $449. Look at it. It's only $449 at Office Depot Office Max. Go ahead, you deserve it.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 11/11. Limit one.
Does your supply house give you the tools you need to run your business from the office or from the job site? Oh, well, I guess it can't all be like Ferguson. Ferguson.com gives you access to real-time inventory, apps to quickly restock your trucks, account and billing information, and shipping and delivery status right from your desktop or mobile device. And with product photos and spec sheets and personalized My List that make reorders a snap, we've made it easier than ever to do business with us.